Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are in a drought. Latest drought monitor has been released, and compared to late, we're seeing more of the area in drought conditions at least, which is good for the Surge and Water Board because they don't have any water to pump. However, it is going to rain again, and when it does, they will have to pump that water. With that, we welcome in Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Surge and Water Board of New Orleans. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, living the dream, doing well, Tommy. Thank you. How are you?
A professional engineer. I guess you got to like it when it's sunny, huh? Everything works fine with the Surge and Water Board?
It removes the risk of flooding is awfully mm-hmm. reduced when it doesn't rain. It does create some strain on some of our water pipes because we see soil consolidation. But, yeah, as far as stormwater goes, pretty easy when there's nothing falling.
You know what? That's interesting. Talk about that, because with no rain, the water table, help me if I hurt myself here, the water table shrinks, and as a result, pipes can subside and break like water mains or what?
Yeah, so you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Some of our soils here in Orleans Parish are similar to the sponge on the side of your kitchen sink, and when that sponge dries out, it consolidates, and the pipes that are in the soil, they don't like to move. They're meant to stay static. So we've seen this a couple of times in my short tenure here. You'll see more water main breaks in the summer, and then when it starts to rain again, you can see more issues with sewer later on in the year.
So is there any way to monitor the water table, Steve? You're an engineer. Tell me.
Yeah, there are actually water table monitoring wells across Orleans Parish that we're working with the city on, actually working on putting some monitoring, real-time monitoring digitally there. But there are monitoring wells across the city.
But bottom line, there's nothing you can do. You can't artificially increase the water table, can you?
There's not really a good way to do that. I mean, if you have leaks in your sewer pipes or leaks in your water pipes, that goes into the groundwater table. But there's nothing like an inch or two of rain to increase that.
Well, there you go. One question leads to another, which is, I know we have a lot of fresh water leaking right every day still because of leaky pipes and so forth. Does that do anything to offset a drought when it comes to the water table?
I wouldn't say that there's enough. We do have leaky pipes, but I wouldn't say there's enough to offset the groundwater table rise. I think rain is the best way to keep your groundwater high.
Yeah, it's the same thing with watering the lawn. You can try it with a hose, but ain't nothing like a good rain. Tell me what's going on with this power plant, the Carrollton Water Plant, the power plant that is. How are we referring to this thing, the Carrollton Water Plant?
The power complex.
Power
located
complex.
At the Carrollton Water Plant. So, yeah, where you see the two big water towers, that's also where we generate that 25 hertz electricity that we've been talking about for 120 years. And actually, as of Monday, we're going to enter what we're referring to as a reliability testing phase, which really just means we're going to run it under operating conditions. It looks like it's supposed to rain next week. We're going to run it just like we would turbine 4, turbine 5. We're just going to have the manufacturer staff on site with our staff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we run it, so we're talking about weather patterns. The ideal for us would be to get a quarter to a half to an inch of rain on a daily basis, 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week, so we can put it through its paces. We want to see it run at this point. It's done well. We've run it on drainage pumps. We've run it on potable water pumps. We had a test on Monday running it 24 hours at over 20 megawatts. We need 44 megawatts at peak demand. So it's performing well.
Can you test it if it doesn't rain?
You can run it. We can run some of our potable water pumps, but it's pretty tough to really put a what we call a dynamic load. We have something called a load bank, which is basically a giant space heater that can provide a big demand, but it's very linear, and the pumps have fluctuating power demand. So we do want to see some rain so we can get some water in our canals and see how it runs the pumps under a dynamic or less stable load. So the weather pattern next week looks really good for testing that.
When it comes to pipes that leak, somebody texted in, is the concern more about drainage or supply pipes that leak? Is there one that leaks more than the other?
What I was talking about was more the water supply pipes.
Right.
We see more breakage. Well, you see the breakage when it's dry because the water will surface. We are also getting failures. Breaks on sewer lines, they don't like, or storm drains as well. They don't like it when the soil moves either. You just don't see that until it starts to rain again.
So have you had a big increase in the amount of leaks that are popping up that you now know where they were when you didn't know because it wasn't so dry?
It's moderate this year. That summer of 2023, it was multiple weeks. It was a record in terms of a serious record in terms of heat and also a record in terms of drought. And we did see a dramatic increase in the number of water main leaks and service leaks that year in particular. This year, a little bit of an uptick, but 2023 was significant.
Let me pick it up here. We come back. Steve Nelson, our guest, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board, talking about the power complex at the Carrollton Water Plant. You got any questions or comments? Text them in, 504-260-1870. That's the Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text Line. More when we return. Traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Back with Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. We're talking about the power complex at the Carrollton Water Plant. Somebody texted in, Steve, about, so it's still going to be an inch, an hour, half inch after that. Again, that's a generalization for the entire system. But without this power, while this doesn't increase that capacity, without this power, you couldn't guarantee that's going to happen, right? Without this power plant in terms of continuity of power?
Yes, that is correct. And a great point made. It does not increase the capacity that we've got. That is that inch, an hour, for the first hour, half hour thereafter, or every hour thereafter. You're absolutely correct. Wherein you're dealing with that 25 hertz power that's being generated from assets like Turbine 4, which was made in the World War I horse and buggy era, you're going to have a lot more risk profile there, and that's what we've seen. The pumps generally run. You can see that real time on our website. The pumps are running, but the issues have historically been for us the power supply and having reliable 25 hertz power. So it's going to make it much, much simpler. So instead of having a dozen different sources of power, we're going to have this power complex with three frequency changers, double redundancy, keep Turbine 5 and Turbine 6 and Turbine 7 available for backup. So we're going to be in a much more stable, much more reliable place.
Steve, 30 seconds real quick. How's the installation of smart meters going, and how about catch basin cleaning?
Oh, the smart meters are great. We've got over 130,000 in the ground right now. Folks can sign up on their portal at swbno.org to see real-time, hour-by-hour usage. I run into somebody just about every day that says they have gotten an alert about a continuous usage, a leak, found an issue with a toilet, a pool, what have you. And then the last item that you were talking about, catch basin cleaning, we got about 10% of the catch basins done. We've pulled over 5.5 million pounds of debris out of the system thus far this year. So that after the power complex, I'm fully convinced, is the most important thing we can do to positively affect folks' day-to-day lives.
You got that right, bro. Thank you, Steve Nelson. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. We can come back. We'll talk to Mike Dettelier about the Saints Seahawks. Then we'll talk to Joe Geruso about the city and its budget problems. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.